Amen. In spite of all that the devil had put in place to strangle the seed to ensure that the man child is not born, God strengthened Amram and Jochebed to be married. Amen. Praise God. That was the marriage of these brethren was actually a challenge to the decrees of Pharaoh, because if you are married, the next thing is that you are going to give birth to a child. Amen. And if we plot that into our life today, our system today, especially the Canadian system, as far as I know from afar, I'm not in Canada, but I hear a lot of things about Canada and the US, So there's a lot of pressure. The children, the devil is working around the clock to ensure that he takes the children, young. So they begin to, there are rules I understand that says that the children are government children. And I hear that they didn't have the liberty. You can't even, some say, you can't even call them a male or female, that you have to wait until they have to make a choice on whether they are males or female. So there's a pressure, the LGBT and all those things. So there's a pressure that is being placed on the children so that there will be nothing, the holy seed will be defiled, so that there will be no possibility of the children growing up in an environment of righteousness. So the environment has been so polluted, environment of the neighborhood, environment of the schools that some we must have send the children to, is so polluted so that the children are being destroyed. So when it says in Exodus that Pharaoh said, let us, if it's a male child, you should kill the male child. It's happening to the brethren. Amen. The laws of government, the laws of society are ensuring that the male children, the male child is the life of Christ. The life of Christ is the male child. So the devil is doing everything to ensure that the life of Christ is not developed in the children. Amen. Praise God. But Amram and Jochebed, saw all that, and they were willing, their hearts was that in spite of the decree of Pharaoh, in spite of the lifestyle that is prevalent in Egypt, we are going to get married and we are going to have a child, and that child is not going to be subjected to the spiritual, will not submit to the ruling spirits of Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. So that was the, and I'm praying that that same spirit that spirit that was in these two brethren will be laid upon the heavens of sister brother Opus and his wife, the grandparents, and also on the daughter, I think Toye and her husband, that they will have that spirit, that anointing rest upon them. Let the church of God come upon them, that we are not going to allow the enemy to kill our child. Our child will not be killed. The life of Christ that is being put in us, that we are bringing to the children, because when you bring for children, you are extending. There is something in our souls. The life of God in our souls, our desire is that it will be transferred to our children, that we are a righteous seed. Amen. And the enemy is saying that you cannot do that. But God is bringing strength this afternoon to you, Brother Opus, and your wife, and your children. God is bringing, you know, Toye and her husband, God is bringing strength to them. They will stand. Amen. The enemy is saying, when the child is born, there was a decree to the midwives that when the child is born, as if it's a male child, kill him. But there's a charge being given by the Lord to them this afternoon that they will not kill the child. They will send the child.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They will say, I will not submit to those principles.
Yes, Lord.
I will not train this child in the way of the world. I will not train this child in the way of Canada. No. I will not submit myself to that. And the scripture says that because of that thing, that God bless the midwives.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So when we make up our mind to do what God has said, God brings a blessing. Praise God. So these two brethren were, you know, made up their mind. And they, when the son was born, said that they saw that this child is a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Brother Opus and sister, his wife, and sister Tony and her husband, the Lord is saying to you that that child is a proper child. Amen. And do not be afraid of the king's commandment. Do not be afraid of whatever the government of Canada, the government of the world. Do not be afraid of whatever the Antichrist is doing to ensure that this child does not grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Do not be afraid. Be strengthened. Hallelujah. Be strengthened. God is giving you strength. You will be able to bring up that child in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we pray, dear Lord, we pray. We pray and bring your strength. We bring your covering. We rebuke all the arsenals of Pharaoh, the arsenals of the darkness, of the rulers of the darkness over Canada. The arsenals of the rulers of the darkness over Nigeria. Put fire by. We come against your arsenals. We come against your workings. We come against all your principles, what all you have put in place. We come against the things that are working in the genealogy, the ancestral genealogies that are saying that this one belongs to us. The claim of Egypt, the claim of the world over this child. You say that this child is born here, so it's ours. We say it's not so. We rebuke those claims. We rebuke them by the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. My God. Say, this child shall be saved. Hallelujah. My God. So bless this child, we pray. We dedicate this child to you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. He will grow up. My God. His life will be antagonistic to the darkness. My God, you raised up Moses, and Moses rose up and was a judgment against the darkness of Egypt. Let this son rise up and be a judgment, be a star, be, Lord God, one that will judge, my God, all the arsenals of the world, my God, and cause your name to be exalted. Thank you, Father. We praise you, our God, and exalt you today in Yahushua's name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.